It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, 3, 2, 1.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Checking in at
number five.
Lori Lightfoot arrived at the Illinois Capitol this afternoon and held meetings with Governor Pritzker and House Speaker Michael Madigan. Before addressing the State House, she delivered a brief speech to lawmakers in which she introduced herself like they didn't know who she was. Like, wait.
Who are
Hi, everybody. I just want to introduce myself. I'm Lori Lightfoot. I won the election for mayor of Chicago. Kind of historic.
Very much so.
Right? All right. But then she said,
"We all agree that the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois have a once-in-a-generation opportunity to chart a new way forward together. I hope to meet many of you on this trip and in the future. So, yes, we have our work cut out for us, and I am confident that we can collectively rise to the challenge and make meaningful progress. I look forward to working with you so that we can achieve the safe and economically sustainable communities that our residents need, from Rockford to Chicago to Cairo and every other community in between. Thank you for this opportunity, and I look forward to working with you."
She said Cairo, right? That's very important.
Very. Even though she's not the governor, doesn't hold statewide office, she still has to know.
Gotta know. She's not the governor yet.
She did meet with the governor, though. Said very productive, already striking a great relationship. Going to have dinner at the governor's house with their spouses Friday night.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that there's a lot of tough stuff ahead for the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago in terms of meeting their financial obligations. But, you know, you have new eyes on the problem. And we'll just have to see if they're up to the challenge. Take all the politics out of it. Take all the left-right politics out of it. The banks don't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. They want their money. And so that's going to be happening. Hey, speaking of that, there is a breaking news story. We'll get to number four here in a second. But there's a breaking news story that the the National Enquirer, who we were discussing.
We were earlier.
In the web show. Confessions of journalism is what we were doing
today. Yes,
and the National Enquirer is about to be sold.
No way.
Yes.
Weren't they?
David Pecker is going to sell it imminently. It said here because of his relationship with the president. Now you wonder which federal prosecutor said, "Hey, listen,
you might want to dissolve your ownership in this company."
Yeah, there may be more problems here than you think. But that's very interesting.
Very interesting.
Number four.
Chicago City Council today. The end of an era. It was a final meeting over which Mayor Rahm Emanuel will preside. He will be leaving office next month. In his speech, he talked about Chicago meeting the challenge.
On May 18th in 2011, I said, and I quote, "We have difficult things to do, but I believe that by working together, being honest with each other, and facing the choices we have to face, we can handle these challenges. Because in every one of these challenges are opportunities. The opportunities to do the big things for the people who elected us."
Wow. Very heartfelt and emotional.
Yeah. You know, the one thing about it, was heartfelt and emotional about like going back and rather procedural things. I get it. Listen, I don't think he's been a bad mayor at all.
Mm-mm.
We have seen worse. And he, with all the different things that the city has got to encounter, I mean, we're still standing and we've had incredible growth and expansion and we've got, there are, not in population, but in business and things like that. I mean, there are important things happening in this city and good things happening in this city.
Yep. No question.
But but he's emotional about everything. And the one thing that gets me is he's also, you know, he can also be so brutal at the same time.
And goes so back and forth.
Yeah.
So easily.
It reminds me of like those scenes where somebody's tied to a chair in a warehouse and they're about to get tortured or executed by their captor right before the superhero arrives. And then the captor is like crying and laughing all at the same time while they're explaining what they're going to do. That's sort of the feeling I get sometimes.
He's good cop and bad cop.
Yeah, he's all of it. He's got multiple things happening there. Not quite sure exactly where it begins and where it ends. Here's another one.
So the grandpa heard me. And Grandma Sophie, may you rest in peace. And to my parents, who are still alive, to see the child they thought I gave sleepless nights to, thank you. And to Amy, Zachariah, Lon, and Leah, and Amy especially, I want to thank you for letting me share this resolution with you. And for a wonderful life together. I knew I couldn't get through Grandma and Grandpa.
Aw. That's amazing.
He goes back into his office and he threatens somebody with an inch of their life.
You see that? You feel that?
Yeah, I do feel that, yeah. But you know, that's a nice moment. Now, the funny thing is that his parents were right about him. Because
what do you mean?
He is the least successful of the boys.
Unbelievable to think that, but totally true. I mean, his brother has transformed Hollywood, one of the most powerful people.
Yeah, in entertainment.
In entertainment.
In the 21st century, probably the most powerful guy in entertainment.
And then his other brother helped write the healthcare law and is a prominent voice. And
yes.
A very successful doctor.
Right. You see him on the news all the time. Sometimes he says things that really freak me out, too.
Yeah, he's been up lately because obviously healthcare is front and center as we move into 2020 and all the candidates.
Yeah.
Like the Bernie Sanders come up with their plans.
He did publicly ponder the notion of everybody taking their life at the age of 70 because nothing's worth living after that.
We can't afford you anymore.
Right. It was that kind of, you know what, I got to tell you that when I saw that debate, it wasn't like he's saying it's a good idea. He's just saying it's an idea. But I was like, oh my
God.
Here's
one idea.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there, spitballing. Wait a minute, that doesn't sound right. We can't do that.
But that's it. So anyway, congratulations. I should say this. So congratulations to Rahm Emanuel.
Yes.
You did, in some ways, leave the city a better place than you found it. And I think as Chicagoans, we appreciate that. So I want to just say that to him. And now go off and scare someone else. We'll get to your 3, your 2, and your 1. But first, let's check in with Andrea and find out, although Andrea looks like there's a crisis in the news chair right now.
She looks like Rahm's brother making deals, wheeling and dealing right now.
She's on the phone.
Maybe it's Rahm on the phone with her. Did you ever think about
that?
Did
I say something? Are they calling you they're calling the newsroom. Who is Rokan and why is he on my radio?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, we're talking to you. What's coming up at the top of the hour? That's what.
Let me ask Kim, since I'm going to use her last newscast. No, we'll tell you all about the Lincoln Yards and the 78 moving forward as well.
All right, thank you. Let's check in with Lauren. Omaha, 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 Omaha. Check. It's that's a great horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Yeah. Look out! It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, here we go. I love the Arkansas Derby too. It is just it's as fun a race as there are all season long in the preps, because the one that they run in order to get in that one, they run the Rebel 3 weeks earlier, and the Rebel's one of the best races in the country, 2 for 3 year olds. So forget about it. I'm just moving on. We are now checking in at
number 3.
Sometimes I think life is just a rodeo.
John Fogerty is debuting his latest Las Vegas residency show, dubbed My 50-Year Trip. It's going to be the Encore Theater at the Wynn Resort and Casino.
Nice.
The CCR frontman shares some details about the theme for his latest engagement.
Oh, well, we're really excited about this one. As you know, this is, well, it's a 50th anniversary for me, meaning 50 years ago is when Proud Mary came out, and that's kind of what really took off as far as my career. But it's also the 50th anniversary of 1969 and Woodstock. That was sort of a seminal moment, at least for me and a lot of other artists, too. And we're reflecting that in this show.
Okay.
All right.
Fine. It just worries me that all of my heroes, my rock and roll heroes, are on Lipitor.
You're worried about their health?
Yeah. Really does worry. Or that they're on that drug where you think you've got Parkinson's and then you're seeing dead people or whatever it is.
Oh, gee.
Whatever that drug is. I don't know. They are like 1 second away from being on a pharmacological commercial on cable news.
It doesn't affect their voice, though, isn't that?
That's
amazing?
Pretty good. That is pretty good.
Number two,
Kim Kardashian has legal ambitions. She wants to take the California bar exam in 2022.
She does. She wants to be a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. She said she's been working with lawyers and activists, including Van Jones from CNN. Look out, Kanye. On a national bipartisan advocacy group on criminal justice reform. She posted a video with her then attorney, Mike Kump. Is that correct? Kump? K-U-M-P? Okay. I'm just going to leave that one alone.
You got the pronunciation down. It's all good.
Yes. Who encouraged her to take up law.
Okay, guys, I'm here with my attorney, Mike Kump, who does all of my lawsuits, everything. And listen to what he was just telling me.
Kim, I've been doing this for 35 years. And I said, you missed your calling. You really should be a lawyer. You got the perfect instincts.
Oh, my God.
You've got great judgment. And you know how to present your position in the most articulate manner and convince people of your point of view. Mm-hmm. Will you please join my law firm?
Yes, you guys. I'll just be an intern. When things slow down, all I want to do is be an intern on like a really exciting Howard Weitzman, Sean Hawley case.
Okay, well, you're hired.
Yes.
Okay, immediately.
Oh, my. Some lawyers will do anything to get publicity.
Fun fact, you can become a lawyer in California without going to law school. You have
to pass the bar.
You have to pass the bar, and you work at a law office, just like she's setting up to do.
Hopefully Mike Kump can help her with that.
I want to take the test and find out the score.
Plenty of famous Kardashian lawyers that she should know.
And I've heard that once in a while you pay people to take tests for you. Sometimes that happens.
She got a guy.
Lori Loughlin is going to help her get into the law firm.
It'll be her side gig.
Oh, my God. Hi, I'm Mike Kump. Come to the Kardashian law firm. He just needs her to pass the bar so he can put her on the masthead. Kump and Kardashian. Or how about Kardashian Kump?
Oh, it doesn't sound right. Her dad, though, famously amazing lawyer, right?
Well,
OJ's.
Yeah, but he was OJ's friend. He was not, people go, he was a world-class lawyer. He wasn't.
Turned out to be.
No, well, he wasn't on the team, though. He wasn't really part of that legal team. He was there. He was the guy who knew... that ran the team.
Oh, yeah, the guy, the
he's the one
guy.
That got OJ, because OJ called him, like, hey, you're not going to believe who I just killed. And then
Shapiro.
Yeah, Kardashian goes, let's get Bob Shapiro. And that's how the whole thing happened.
He had great hair then, though.
He did an interesting thing. It was a very nice man. But I'm telling you, I like this. Kardashian Kump. Who's representing? And then you can see them doing the commercials. Been in an accident? Call Kardashian Kump. Been injured? Call Kardashian Kump.
Have you reached a point where you can't even?
Number one.
Kardashian Kump. Or maybe there's another Kump, too, so we could have Kardashian Kump and Kump. All right, by the way, I know it's AM. I said Kump, K-U-M-P. An Instagram star has been left in tears on a YouTube video after her account was deleted. Jessie Taylor shared the video. How many Jessie Taylors do you think there are on Instagram?
But this one is with a Y.
She is very distraught because she is just one of the regular folk, a 21-year-old who had over 100,000 followers. She believes her account was deleted because of people reporting her, although she does not know why.
Hey, guys. So, like, I'm in the middle of editing, and my Instagram account got deleted. And I've tried to get it back. I'm calling everybody I can. And I don't know why it's not working out for me. I'm in LA because of this. I'm in LA because I want to be on Instagram, and I'm randomly just recording this to put this in the video. I am nothing without my following. I am nothing without my following.
Oh, my.
What is happening to the world?
You should call Kardashian and Kump.
They'll be on your side on all things social media.
They're on your side.
I think there might be a business there for lawyers just to defend people who have, you know, prominent roles in social media.
We'll sue.
I'm pretty sure I got an Instagram in Chicago. You don't have to go to L.A. to be on Instagram.
Right.
You do if you want to use Kardashian and Kump. We will get to the bottom of your problem. All right. Let's. You know what I'm going to do here?
What are you going to do, Ro? Save us.
We're going to pick up on this tomorrow.
Oh,
we're. I think
really?
She's going to be a featured player on this program.
Yeah, there's a lot
what is
more
her name
from
again?
Jessie Taylor.
Jessie Taylor.
There's a lot more from her.
All right. She's my new favorite social media star.